834, accept the Portland Utility Review Board 2015 Annual Report.
Mr. Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor, we have four items today that are interrelated. First is the final annual report of the PURB, and our chance to say thank you to the dedicated citizen volunteers who have served on the PURB. Later, we will take up the first nine nominees for a new body, the PUB, the Portland Utility Board. We'll also be voting on proposed findings in a land use proceeding involving Mount Tabor and the reservoirs, and then will be another item before council will involve the Mount Tabor reservoir adjustments and a report from procurement. So today we're heavy on our utilities, and I want to begin by acknowledging the folks who are in front of us, Catherine, Gordon, and John. Today we are receiving your final report from the Portland Utility Review Board. I think it's essential on a day like this that we pause and say thank you to each of you and to all the Portlanders who've served on the PURB. Founded in 1994, just between 2003 and 2015, 31 different people, citizens, served on this body. And when someone signs up to provide oversight of our public utilities, they're clearly not doing it for the glamour or the excitement. It's incredibly hard work. These bureaus and their budgets are complex, the issues are controversial, and the oversight work is painstaking. Yet a special group of Portlanders have always risen to the challenge. Today, again, as I mentioned, we have three members of the PURB here to offer final thoughts on their service and impart any words of wisdom they may have to the new body. And I would also, Mayor, like to acknowledge that as we have worked through the process of the Blue Ribbon Commission, a set of recommendations, establishing the PUB, culminating today in presenting a slate of candidates for council consideration, the three individuals in front of us and the PURB have been extremely helpful in shaping this idea. And we went upstream to ask for their guidance and their help. They weren't shy about offering thoughts about what had worked in the past and what didn't. And I think we have a better proposal now, a better oversight body because of the guidance that we've received. So thank you all for being here. And Catherine, who should I acknowledge first? Gordon?
I'll start. Thank you, Commissioner. I did want to contest one of your points just slightly.
Only one?
There's a lot of glamour involved here. I have to fight off throngs of fans to get out to my bicycle every time I leave.
So we call that a cry for help in this building.
Yeah, okay.
We appreciate
they're generally
your cup half full approach.
Well, I wanted to first thank you for finding nine new members for the PUB that I think are at least the ones who I know sound like they're going to do an excellent job. The ones who I don't know, I've looked over their CVs, and they look like they're going to be a great fit as well. So kudos on finding what looks like it's going to be an excellent board. It's going to come in and be ready to work hard. I wanted to talk about the three recommendations that we brought up in our annual report as things that we would like the PUB to consider as it moves forward. The first one of those is making sure that they continue their participation in the Administrative Review Commission committee hearings. That is a dispute resolution process for ratepayers, and it has been very helpful to have a member of the PURB serve on that because the only other two members of the committee are city staff. So having civilian citizens serving on that board provides a relatable presence to the plaintiffs, for lack of a better word, and also provides their assurance that there's an objective voice that is examining the case for them and is going to rule fairly. Second is making sure that solid waste rate review does not get abandoned or orphaned. I know that the plan up to this point has been to shift it to the to BPS and the Planning and Sustainability Council, and there's a lot on their plate there. I just want to make certain that the members on that board know that there is quite a bit of time and effort that goes into verifying and issuing an informed opinion on solid waste rates, excuse me. And third, our recommendation had to do with the comp plan. John is our resident expert on that, and I'm going to hand off to him to let him speak on it.
I thought they'd get to me a little later. The fact of the matter is that I called myself Mr. Stormwater, like Don Bach is Mr. Trails, and I want to be Mr. Stormwater. And the problem that I see in our comprehensive plan situation and with stormwater generally in the city is issues of uncertainty about what we've actually got there on the ground and how it works in terms of, in Southwest Portland, we have large numbers of private pipes that go across land. We treat it as part of our stormwater system, but we really don't have knowledge of what's there and how much more capacity it has and how well it's going to work. And then the other thing is, and I want to assure the commissioners, if you saw my memo to staff, I didn't have to go to court this morning. Actually, it was a couple days ago because I was going to have to appear at a hearing about a homeowners association in Southeast Portland that a recent former member of your body lived in for a number of years, where you have a homeowners association that basically did not get up and running ever, and they have 28 acres of undeveloped land, most of which is drainage ways and stormwater detention facilities running into Johnson Creek. And that homeowners association is not maintaining any of that property. So with our stormwater situation, we have a lot of problems with free riders. And that's got to be addressed as soon as we can. Hopefully, as part of the comprehensive plan process, we'll begin to understand what we do with these significant pieces of land that are not being managed. Lastly, I'd say when I leave, I'm glad this is over, because when I leave here, I can go up to the 1900 building and apply on behalf of my own homeowners association to start working on the conflict issue we have with stormwater. I have 20 to 40 feet of paved trail in my own homeowners association in Southwest Portland that's sliding down into one of your drainage ways. And I've got to figure out how now, when it's been designated EC, we can fix it. And so conflicts, uncertainty, and free riders from the stormwater point of view are things we need to address soon, or we are not going to be able to continue to maintain the stormwater system. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please, Catherine.
Well, I sort of feel like I want to pat all the new members of the pub on the head and say, y'all have a good time. Because even though they may know the city, their learning curve for public utilities is going to be very steep. So here's some of my recommendations. That they really learn how we got to where we are. The decisions we made in the past have enabled us to have a very, very good water system and a very, very good, not so good stormwater, but we're getting there, but sewer system. So those decisions in the past actually inform the decisions moving forward. The other, I have a few more, but I'll start with this one. Understand regulations and understand resilience. That if you don't put the decisions in the context of regulations and the need for seismic resilience in this city, then you're missing the context that really needs to happen for all decision making. And what we've seen as members of PERB is that the professionals in BES and the Water Bureau think about this all the time. So don't think they're not thinking about it. The other thing I would say is understand that public utilities are different than PUC-regulated private utilities. They have different legal constraints. They have a different funding mechanism. They have a city council to respond to. And I think understanding that difference, what I saw sitting on the City Club report is that people never got that there was a real difference there. There is a profound legal difference. There's also a very different budget process within the City of Portland that they need to understand, I would say, in depth. What are the constraints on the budget process? What can you promise in the future? What can't you promise in the future? The other thing I would say is to this new group, don't try and re-engineer the system. Listen to the people who are the experts in the system and then maybe help tweak them in some decisions. But what we've seen is the engineers really know this system and they weigh and consider different options. And it may not be a decision that someone else likes, but that's the decision that allows them to go forward. Engineers always disagree. It's in their nature, sort of, to disagree. But once
politely, they always disagree politely. Almost
only
always.
In public. No, you're right. They're not exactly knockdown dragouts of engineers. Yes, much more subtle. So I think that the pub members really need to honor that you have extraordinary experts in this town, in our public utilities, and they should be trusted. And rather than second-guessed all the time. And the final thing, and this is probably the most challenging, because PURB even set up our own website trying to really communicate, is communicate. Communicate what you're doing. Have an active website for the pub that really sort of allows people to get information, know when the meetings are, reach out to the public more than we were able to. Now, you're asking for volunteers to spend a phenomenal amount of time on this. So recognize that they will be very, very dedicated volunteers, I hope.
One last thing. I want to second what Gordon said. Two last things. One, I want to second what Gordon said about the people I know that were picked for the new organization. Two people especially. I've worked with them. I'm impressed with them. I think they're good choices. I was also really glad to see that there was a lot of environmental background in the whole group, and I felt that was incredibly important. And I want to compliment you on your choice for the new Water Bureau director. I've worked with that individual for several years. I was extremely pleased to see that decision was made related in-house and that the candidates were in-house candidates. You had three good candidates in front of you, in my opinion, different perspectives, but really strong individuals, and I was impressed with the choice you made.
Can I just, Mayor, just to respond to the 2 points. One is we did a national search. And it was a source of great pride to me that after a national search with two citizen panels that screened the candidates and the finalists, that the recommendations that came to me for action were three folks who work at the Bureau. And I think that's one of the reasons that a national search is extremely valuable. If there's a great person out there, we hope to find them. But if it ends up being someone who already is in your backyard, that's a heck of an endorsement that matched up against a national pool. They've been selected by an independent group of citizens as being the highest, most qualified person for the job. And Catherine, one of the things that Mike Sturr has been involved with for a long time is resilience planning. And so one of the things that I liked about his background is the depth of that work. In fact, he's been working with the distinguished director of POEM on resilience planning. And we have a couple of items that will be coming to council in the next couple of months that go directly to this question of resilience. And I think our friends who live on the west side of the Willamette will be pleased that we're talking about putting some funds into resilience so that their water system is not disrupted if there is a earthquake. So thank you for both of those comments.
Other questions for these great volunteers while we still have them in this capacity?
Well, I just want to thank you for your service, John, Catherine, Gordon, and the other members of the PIRB. And we've always valued your methodical approach to how we set rates and providing us with comments and providing comments to the bureaus as they do that. So thank you very much.
I, too, want to thank you very, very much for all of your work and your crisp and clear and impassioned presentations over the years. So, and thank you, Gordon. Thank you, Catherine. And to you, John, I can't resist saying, to paraphrase Kurt Vonnegut, God bless you, Mr. Stormwater.
Thank you much. And let me thank you for the support that the Transportation Bureau has been showing in dealing with some of the stormwater things in Southwest, especially the Tryon-Stevens Creek neighborhood street plan that we're just rolling out now, and you'll probably hear me talk about in the next few months. That's a real great partnership that's really important for the city, and transportation is in there carrying some of our stormwater load, too. So thank you.
I too want to, Mayor, thank our friends for their service. And I also want to thank you for the insights that you shared with the mayor and me about how to get this oversight system stronger. And for a long time, you have made it clear that we have to have people who are willing to show up so that we have quorums and we have work. So one of the things that we tested when we screened the 50 applicants for the new pub was, are you all in? Are you willing to make this commitment? Because particularly, as Catherine noted, in the first couple of years with a very steep learning curve, people really have to make that commitment. Second, you made it very clear to us that there has to be independent, dedicated staff. And thanks to my council colleagues and through our budget process, there will be two independent people housed in the budget office who exclusively serve this body. You also have noted in the past that our budget advisory committees, the way they're constituted and the cycle and the complexity of the work, is they're often playing catch-up. And also there's a, as some others have noted, that there's wasn't a great handoff once recommendations came forward and sort of an ability to monitor what those recommendations were in the final budget process. We think that by having a pub that serves as the year-round back budget advisory committee, we think that they will develop the kind of long-term expertise in doing budget reviews where you'll have that consistency both at the front end and the back end. And then finally, because you've been very clear about making sure the voice is heard, we have built in to the code specific requirements about consultation. And we'll take that very seriously. We'll be having work sessions. People will be testifying at budget time. The mayor will be meeting with representatives and as he makes his budget. There's many points of contact, so we'll be hearing on a regular basis. And if there's a disagreement along the way, that will be ventilated. And the full council will be able to engage those issues where there's a disagreement. So a lot of the innovations that are incorporated in the new approach came out of very thoughtful recommendations you've made all along. So thank you. And also thank you for something that you don't get enough credit for, which is at budget time and when we do our public forums, you're always there. And that's above and beyond your other assignments. But you're there to testify, to share your views, and we have benefited from it. So thank you all for your service.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Anyone else want to comment on this report before we take a motion to accept it?
She may have left. Roberta Palmer signed up.
I think she was signed up for communications. Okay, is there a motion to accept the report then, please?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, it's almost impossible to truly thank our citizen volunteers enough.
You've heard some of it today, but I have been particularly grateful over the course of my service on the council. Patty Howard on my staff has been attending Portland Utility Review Board meetings for this 6 years that I've been on the council, and have been very impressed month after month with the robust discussions that have happened at the commission, at the PURB, and the diligence of the citizen volunteers. We say often good citizens are the riches of a city, but indeed they are. And these folks who've been serving so long and so hard have set the stage for the next iteration of this oversight body and advisory committee to the council. And I'm very grateful. Aye.
Fish.
Commissioner Fritz, I think, speaks for all of us, so I'll just associate myself with her remarks. And Commissioner Saltzman whispered in my ear that I neglected to respond to the recommendation that a member of the PUB also serve on the Administrative Review Committee. That committee, similar to a committee at the Bureau of Development Services, is designed to address problems before they become big legal fights. And it's been very successful. And it is our intention to request that a member of the PUB serve on that administrative oversight body. So thank you, Dan, for raising that. And again, thanks to our friends for their service. Aye.
Hales.
Well, these three individuals have done great work, and so have the other 28 people who've volunteered over the last couple of years in this role. So we want to thank them all. And we've already been warned by John among them that we haven't heard the last from these folks, even though this particular volunteer job is sunsetting, other opportunities and issues beckon. And I'm looking forward to hearing from each of these folks in other capacities again. Aye. Okay.